Welcome back to Commission Reviews. Excuse me. I know it's early morning. I didn't give y'all an early morning live this morning. Yesterday, I gave you, last night, I dropped some tea. So I've been covering this story with Little Miss DC. Well. I don't got the man name. So I'm going to say this. People are coming for Chaz about, you know, the race of the women in Benny's life. I saw some on Lipstick Alley or something like that. My whole thing is, you guys are trying to make some of the guys look so bad this season. I noticed that. I did. And I already know you guys are coming at me and all kind of bullshit, but y'all know I don't give a damn about that. But I do know that you guys are coming for the guys super, super, super heavy. Okay? And it's always the same thing. Y'all want to act like the girls are, you know, hang on. My bad. Act like the girls are so perfect, which is why Commission Reviews is here to let you know it's not. So Miss Vanessa, who was, at the time of the retreat that we saw, was interested in Chaz. Now we have a cliffhanger, but we don't know what's going to happen, right? But one thing I did find out over the past couple of days is her ex. And I was a little surprised about it because everyone was like, oh, Chaz is talking to somebody, or any other man really, that talks to somebody outside of their race, is always brought to the forefront as if women don't do that, which is incorrect. So let me go ahead and exposed early in the morning? Yeah, that's what we're doing. I did not expose his record because I just did not see the need to do all that. All they did was give the girl. I don't know if this is the same young man that she had a stalking situation. That's what I said when she was sitting there, not just being transparent, when she was sitting there looking for Chaz, like, where he at? I was like, ooh, I know there's like a charge that you have something about with your ex. And I don't know if it's this ex that happened to. I don't know, but I just thought that was a guy that was very handsome. But again, I think it's good for the goop. Good goose, good for the gander. I'm saying it's really bad. I love saying old school phrases, but I messed that one up really bad. I did. The women are going to call out the men for who they dated, for what they did. Because at the end of the day, and this happens every year, but the women want to look like they're so innocent. When half of them are not. You know, they want to, the guys get trash because they don't like the outcome of the show. Or maybe they were chosen. Or I had to shoot myself. Whatever. A lot of times, and it's not always been like that. It's not always like that. It's, you know, the newbies. And I don't think some of the girls were, especially last season, I don't think some of the girls were, like, stuck up like that. Like T, Tequila, you know, Kyra. Sorry, yeah, you know, I just got to work. Leanne, I mean, I can go through it. It's some people in Dallas that weren't like that. But I just feel like that it's giving, I want to bash the men do all the wrong, but we as women, we don't do anything wrong, we're perfect. Like, no. Because I did report about how she went with her ex, the stalking and pulling the weapon, all these things, and that stuff is all documented and it's all public. There's no lies. But I'm going to end up giving a summary about how I feel about Ready to Love, the men and the women, very, very soon. Like, at the very end of the season, I am going to talk about it, okay, and give my feelings about how I feel about the cast. I do this every year, the women and the men, again, I'm going to say it again, okay? So I did, you know, of course, hear a little bit that Will, whatever, was out there. It's like Will and William. It's like, I don't get it. Like, y'all are just out here just doing the most. Now, I'm not about to watch anything that someone is spilling tea, because I thought I was the only tea spiller on Ready to Love. I thought everyone else, when they do their interviews and things of that nature and talk, is getting to the truth, the real questions. I'm trying to understand how text messages and all this stuff is not tea spilling. But anyway. This is Vanessa's ex. This is the topic of the video. Let me see the topic. This is Vanessa's ex, okay? And again, for the people that's like, you know, talking about, you know, oh, they, because I remember even last year, it was an issue as far as saying that the guys are dating nothing but the white girls. Oh, people outside, they raise Brazilian or whatever. Well, the women do it too, period, okay? Especially right here in Texas. So I had left it there long enough you get the screenshots in. Again, this is Vanessa's ex. And I think I am done spilling tea for the day. I will be back. I'll be back Saturday. Most likely if something happens between now and Saturday, which I'm hoping it does not. Because I'm not even covering that whole messaging thing. I'm not covering that. You know, you want to see it, you go to LBB channel. I'm not covering that story. But with that being said, I'm the originator. Here he is. With that being said, guys, I'm about to get off of here. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all day. Enjoy the tea and all the things. And that's it. That's all.
One thing I want you guys to know, and that nothing that will never change about this, I am the queen of reality TV. Don't get it twisted and don't doubt it. It is what it is.